That would be fun. Let's down. Go break some shit.
I'm down.
I never used to see a single soul in Orange County walking.
And mind you, we're just sitting on the bench. The kids are playing and we're like, this is exhausting. Press lips and a crowd to please. So hot, back and mouths to feed.
3, 2, let's go. Pick up the corses. Let's roll. Awesome. We all need a mental health day.
You get a mental health day.
You get a mental health day. Let's see. Are you ready? So hot. Can I enjoy myself and have these types of nights, but also just like be aware, be conscious, feel good, not kill myself to look a certain way, but I do it for my health, my longevity, and to feel good about myself.
That's what it's about. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everybody. This is pre-recorded. Like I said, you know, I don't know where we're at right now in the world. I feel like everything is changing by the second, but I just want you guys to know that I love you all. Stay strong. I know this is a very, very heavy time, but let's stick together. Let's help in any way that we can. Keep the prayers coming. And let's hope that this will all be behind us very, very soon. Today is going to be part two of our little Humble and Hungry After Dark conversation. We get into so much. We laugh a lot. So let this be the distraction that you need today. I love you all so much and enjoy the show.
You know how we were talking about like butt fillers or like butt fat transfer yes. and like how hard that is to like the body images and all that, you know, like,
yes,
just how hard like
we're talking about this offline, but yes, earlier tonight while we were stuffing our face with pasta,
right, we were eating our pasta.
Yeah. We're talking about Kim's like fat transfer in her butt, because a lot of the Kardashian women, that's what they do.
Well, it's like a new thing, like the Brazilian butt lift.
I don't think
lift.
It's new. I think it's definitely...
Well, it's a new trend.
That everyone's been doing
since It wasn't around when
Kim.
I was 20.
That everybody's been doing since Kim. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Changing the body.
And what about
it? Used to be real thin models. Now it's like curvy women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, so I'm like laughing to myself as like we're like... When I was huffing and puffing and I was like, yeah, like, but I enjoyed it. And I think now, like, what would you rather? Would you rather be fat and happy or skinny and miserable?
Can I have something in the middle?
Right?
Can I enjoy myself and have these types of nights, but also just like be aware, be conscious, feel good, not kill myself to look a certain way, but I do it for my health, my longevity, and to feel good about myself.
That's what
right?
it's about.
Right. But, and are you okay with, what, sometimes, right, because sometimes,
what that
yes,
looks
I,
like.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And that's where I am. I'm just like, I'm over it. Mm-hmm. I have to get over the moments when I'm like, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, nothing fits. Mm-hmm. But yet I'm enjoying myself. I drink, I eat what I want. I'm working out. I'm staying healthy.
That is good. That part is healthy.
But mentally. I'm just not dedicated enough to be like, ooh, I can only eat this and I can't drink.
But are you genuinely happy? Because I feel like, I don't know if you're fat and happy. I think you should get herself.
I think, you know what it is? It's a struggle between your mind and your body image and what you see in the mirror. I think
it's
down
hard.
To it, you are happy. But I think you knew what you used to look like, this, that, and the other. You see other girls, you see Instagram. It's so prevalent that makes you mentally switch and think that you're unhappy. But I don't really think that you're unhappy.
I eat because I'm unhappy, and I'm unhappy because I eat. It's the vicious
no.
cycle.
I think it's so shoved down our throats. We're on Instagram and TikTok and this and that all the time. And we keep seeing these other people. And so I think it's easy for your mind to shift. Mm-hmm. But I think deep down, yeah, we're happy. I think it's just a thing that we see out in the world too much right now. So many people are getting these surgeries And remember, they're like finance. These people aren't getting it cash. Does that make you happy to be have a financed body that you're paying for monthly?
Imagine.
Or I think it's just shoved down your throat too much where your mind tricks you. But I think you are happy.
I know someone that spent like $30,000 of like...
Your sister?
No.
Financed, no?
Like lift, you know, tummy tuck, lipo, this, that, whatever. The works, okay?
Could you imagine paying $1,000 a month for 30 months for that?
But by the way, no, wait. But if that shit Hold makes on. Her happy, hey, what do you...
It took a year for her to go back to looking what she looked like before.
She gained it all back?
Yes.
Oh, no.
But look at our brother. He had, what, 2 gastro bypass surgeries? Two.
Really?
No. Yes. Okay. Well, he had the stapled.
He lost all the weight and then gained it all back.
Twice. His process took years, but the first one he did the staples.
Yeah.
Then the second one, because he had already hit the staples, they went in and they did the rubber band.
Do you know how hard it is to get approved for those two, by the way?
What happened to lap band? Remember when they were everywhere, all over?
It was impossible to get approved for it though.
Because insurance would pay for it.
No, just to be like qualified to get the surgery.
Well, because you had to be like 500 pounds. Just
yeah.
I couldn't
walk in there and just be like, can I go? No, you
have to be like morbidly obese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how it's nowhere to be seen now.
Yeah, you don't really see it.
No. They used to be on every billboard, on every commercial.
I wonder if there were too many lawsuits.
Must be.
So we were going back to, am I fat and happy or?
Oh, right. Yeah.
I feel like you shouldn't have shame about it. I feel like you should work out and make yourself healthy, but you don't need to do it to an extreme. You should be happy
It's just making the next right decision when it comes to what you're putting in your body, what your
health and wellness.
Exactly. Like if you move your body, if you go and, you know, like get vitamin D.
I think COVID, by the way, really helped that. I saw so many more people walking outdoors than I have in my entire life living in Orange County.
Yes.
And I still see them walking outdoors.
Yeah, because around 4 or 5 o'clock, you.
Everybody's walking. I never used to see a single soul in Orange County walking.
I will say though, it takes me. So the last 2 days before yesterday and the day before, I was in like, I wouldn't say it was like depressed, but I was.
You were in a funk.
In a major funk. Like the night we went to Javier's last night. Mm-hmm. And like it took everything in me to get dressed and to go to Javier's.
Really?
Oh my gosh. So it was just like 2 days and I had
to call it like 5 times to like Why? Hyper up.
I was in the same. Like PJs for 2 days. I hadn't showered. I didn't care. I didn't want to get up. It was one of those things that like, I just wanted to like be on the couch with a blanket and just like lay there and sleep. And like, no one talked to me. Like, I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to. And it sucks because when you're a mom, you can't have those moments. Cause it's like,
she wants to play.
And by the way, I did. I laid on the couch and I was like, can you just watch Coco Melon, please? Like, I just need.
And you'll sit there and watch it with like, because you're just like, I'm,
and it sucks, right? Cause like, but yet you'll have like mom wins, like days where you're like, I crushed it as a mom. Right? And you go to bed and you're like, fuck yes, mom. Like you killed it. Like you were present. You were funny. You were playing with her. She gave you kisses. Like you guys cuddled and you taught her something. And then you have days where you just feel like a failure. And I feel like, you know, Riley's been gone for a few days because he's traveling. So it's just been me and her. But I just was like spiraling in my head and I couldn't get out of it. And I continued to spiral and I continued to spiral. And then, and you know, what's so stupid is that I was like posting on Instagram, like nothing was happening, like nothing happened.
But yet
I was like internally, like really not in a good place. It just sucks, you know? I don't know why I went on that whole diatribe, but it just, because I feel like it's normal. It's normal.
You're human.
By the way, and now I'm fine. I'm out of it. It's fine. Like, cause, I think we're talking about like walking out. Because I'm like, I didn't even want to go outside and like go for a walk.
Oh, right. That's
like,
how we got
getting,
there.
Like getting just like dressed. I was like, I'm not doing it. Like I didn't go to the store for 2 days, which for me, I'm like, always going to the store. I'm always grabbing something.
It's a quick errand to run. It's easy.
And even that to me just felt so like too much.
I mean, we did have a little bit of a funk today. I mean, we both took Liam, Sophia, and Piper to the park and we're sitting there on the bench and we're just like, this is, and mind you, we're just sitting on the bench. The kids are playing and we're like, this is exhausting.
I think just because you don't get a break, right? You're always going, going, going. You never get a break to have that peace of mind where going back to what did you used to do when you were single, you had a lot more time to take a break, to take a nap, to a regular nap, to take, you know, a time out for yourself where now you have to always be on, right? For your partner, for your child, for your, for everybody else, for your sister, for your mom, for your everybody, right?
Sometimes you just want to be off though.
You do.
You just want to like check out.
And I don't want to be anyone's wife. You don't want to be anyone's mom. You don't want to be anyone's coworker. You don't want to be anyone's friends. I don't want to be anyone's like anything.
I think you need to normalize
that feeling.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you need to normalize that feeling because everybody has it, right? Yeah. I think people feel shame about that. And maybe that's why you get into a funk mentally because you think I shouldn't feel like this, but.
Because when you do, you feel like you're letting people down.
Correct.
Yeah, you feel terrible.
And you're like,
give your kids.
Or your spouse comes home and it's just like, what's wrong with you? It's just like, I don't know how to explain it.
I haven't been off in a long time. Give your kids to your mother-in-law, your mother, your friend, your sister. Call someone and take a time off.
Yeah. And Riley's out of town and Jackie, well, cause we've had these funks like literally our entire lives, like our adulthood.
Everyone does. I think that's the point is everyone does.
And
right?
So when I was telling her, I was like, I just want to scream. I'm in a funk. I can't snap out of it. And she was like, let's go to dinner. Or like, let's go out. Like she knew.
I had to get her. I was like, just get like, and then she's like, all right, I'll rally.
And then
she had to like mentally prepare to just like, okay, I'm going to rally. In order to get out of it.
Because I almost bailed.
Yes.
Because I really didn't want to go. Because I was like, I just don't. I like
too much.
It was like crippling. It was crippling. It's wild. Like, why is that?
And the brain is fascinating.
I was trying to talk to myself like
so powerful.
Why can't I, Natalie, it's like so get powerful. Up. Like just get up. Just get up. And I couldn't just get, like,
Right? Like, I think everyone has a mental health day. And for some people, like, you can snap out of it and you go back to normal and you have a few of these mental health days, you know, here and there. And then there's some that, like, it is a struggle.
Yeah. I have them, too.
But I feel like mine are getting, like, I don't know if it's getting worse as I'm getting older.
Right.
Or harder.
Right.
Weirdly.
Right.
Like my funks when I was younger, it was just like, oh, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like this funk's like
because you had a chance to have a break. Now you don't.
Maybe. Right?
That's the point. And the mind is a very powerful thing. That's why people are now turning more into meditation, mindfulness, you know, doing walks, doing like holistic things.
Things that like we're putting into our bodies, right? Alcohol does not help.
Right.
Does not help. Mm-hmm. Eating processed foods or whatever it is doesn't help. So it's like, I understand, you know, we could probably be bitching, complaining and someone at home is like, well, just fix it. Like you guys can fix it.
But I know
it's
someone's like, screaming at going, oh, it's because of what you eat. It's because of what you're this. It's because of what you're doing. It's like,
but let us bitch. Okay.
Yeah. We're bitching. What is it like? Do you want advice? Do you want me to listen? Or do you like... It's like, no, I just want you guys to listen.
Just listen. Just listen.
Yeah, listen because we all have it, though.
Yeah.
We all have it. But doesn't even the most...
At what point, though, do you have to get on medication?
I don't know. And that's another thing to think about. Like, because I think about it all the time. Like,
You're looking at me. I personally don't believe in medication. You know this.
I'm just saying,
I refuse to go to the doctor.
She won't even take Tylenol.
I won't.
What?
So I, like, replace the C with the D. I will turn to meditation instead of medication. Mm. I won't do medication.
I've never heard of that. I like that. That was very, very
Yeah. Yeah, I will try anything else. Like, I will go to Dr. Moon before I go to a regular doctor to do all my vitals and all my tests and all and blood work and everything like that.
And don't get me wrong. I think that that's
incredible. And I don't think there's anything wrong with medication. Yeah. So I don't want anyone to feel like I'm shaming or anything like that. It's not like that.
Yeah.
It's whatever works for you. For me, I'm just not into meds because I feel like sometimes they bring about other side effects that cause other issues, etc. And it's like a downward spiral in my mind.
There's this girl who I just found her on Instagram, but she's all into that stuff, like, right? Mm-hmm. Like being holistic and this and that and how, you know, food is medicine and all that.
Yeah.
But her main thing was like, it's all about how she's like, I think that when you're sick, and she's like, I know this is going to be triggering for some people, but it's your fault. Like, you didn't do enough to learn about your body.
Damn, and she's savage.
She straight was like,
it's, I get it though.
Because she's,
I
like, get it. She's like, you need to do the research. You need to do it
be
for
your
yourself.
Own advocate.
Be your own. Well, she didn't use that because that's what a lot of people say. Be your own advocate. But she just straight basically like went down to like the nitty gritty of like, it's like, your fault.
I don't pity you. I don't like you did this to yourself.
Yeah. Like learn about it. Like learn about things. Like, because if you don't know, then you're just going to continue down a really bad path. Mm-hmm. So she says that when people ask her like, hey, I just found out I have this. Her thing is, I'm sorry that you're going through this, but what are you going to do about it? And that she's like 90% of the time, I never get a response back. And people,
you know, sometimes that's unfair though, because some people don't have the resources, the time, the money to do all those things. Some people can't buy organic. Some people can't go to people like Dr. Moon, right? It's not accessible to them for many reasons.
It's not readily available.
So no, but, I get what she's saying.
But I agree, but there's also Google. Like, maybe it's like, hey, let me do a little research on it. And let's call some doctors. Like, you don't have to have money technically for that. I don't know. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
Everyone has insurance, right? And so I get what she's saying. I get it to an extent. There's just some people that don't always have the resources. So is it really their fault, or is it like just part of their life? Right. But yeah, you
like,
can.
Like circumstantial.
Yeah,
for sure.
You can always make different choices for sure.
Yeah.
But
and that's also coming.
You bring up a good point of when do you go to medication, or when do you need to go see someone like a professional or whatnot. Yeah. Right. I think, in my opinion, it's when you feel like it becomes debilitating and it starts to affect those around you.
Yeah,
can't get out of it. Then I think you need to talk to someone.
Like, if you can't get out of bed for 2 weeks straight,
if it's affecting your life and others around you, I think you need to talk to someone.
Well, so when I went to the doctor, and it was like, I went, got blood work. A week later, I got my results. And in those two sessions, she's like, oh, I have to ask about mental health. Mm-hmm. And then she's just like, have you had any suicidal thoughts in the last week? And I was like, no.
Oh, wow. They
and
did
then,
ask.
Like, yeah. And like they asked, like, there's like a series of like three questions. And then again, I went back a week later and it was the same questions again. Hey, and it's like almost like these checkpoints.
Yeah.
Every time you see the doctor, just to make
sure.
Have
they done that before?
Yeah, but I don't remember that.
More than COVID.
Who's ever honest about that?
Some people can.
You think some people are like, I've had suicidal thoughts?
I would lie.
Yeah.
I would lie too. By the way,
I would lie because I would feel shame about it. I would feel like it's not.
Yes,
like,
of course.
Maybe I have had those thoughts, but
no,
I don't
know. No, but I told my doctor because I was like, no, I don't feel like killing myself. I was like, but then when my doctor came in,
I'm like,
I was
like, do I have moments of,
I said, but I want to fight people. And she starts laughing.
Like, you start judging me for that. I don't want to tell
she's
you.
She's my doctor.
So they judge.
They judge. No, because that's the first person I would want to tell.
You, but maybe others don't, right? So I feel like, yeah, there's an ability to lie there.
I would be like, sure. Doc, low key, have I thought about it?
Yes. would I do it?
Did I think about like all the repercussions of it? Totally. Have I walked through all of it? Yes, maybe. But would I ever actually go through with it?
No.
I'm not there yet.
ask me next week.
We're not that bad. You keep asking me the questions. That's why they asked when you came back.
Well, yeah, so when I came back and I told her, I was like, look, no, I don't have suicidal, I'm not depressed, but I'm just like, I have these feelings of anger, like I want to fight. And she's like,
should we take you to one of those, like, have you seen those like axe throwing things?
No,
or
I want to go
rooms where you break plates.
I want to go to the
stuff?
Break room. The yeah, break the break. Room.
Yeah, where you break stuff. Things.
No, well, you, there's like a...
There's one here at Irvine.
There's like a whole...
There is?
Yes.
It's like a car. You can just smash a car, smash a TV.
That sounds fun.
I think that's what we all
Jessica's
need.
You took
Jessica's
kid.
Charlotte. Yeah.
For her, one of her...
Maybe I love that.
You guys, we should do that.
I run to get that out of me. Because yeah, I get run. That too. I like go to... That's why I love berries, right? I love those high intensity workouts so that I can just... Yet all of that energy, it's pent up energy. You get that out somehow. Yeah. You smash things, you run, you know, everybody does something different, but let's go get it out of
Can
you.
Can we go do one?
That would be fun.
Let's down. Go break some shit.
I'm down.
HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients to your door, including farm-fresh produce that arrives within a week, so you get convenience without skimping on quality. Skip the trip to the grocery store, saving you the wait in long lines and ensuring you don't waste money on excess food. HelloFresh has fit and wholesome recipes for satisfying and nutritious meals that you can feel good about, with 6 recipes per week to choose from, including low-calorie and carb-conscious options. Warm yourself up from the inside out with limited time recipes inspired by cozy classics from around the world, like beef tenderloin and cheese fondue, or miso sesame shrimp and bacon ramen. HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your order online or in the app, easily change your delivery day, your food preferences, and plan your sizes, or skip a week whenever you need to. Customize your favorite dishes with their new Hello Custom offerings by swapping out one protein or side for another, upgrading for a more luxe experience, or even adding protein to a veggie meal. That means more choices, more variety, and more meals truly tailored to you. Honestly, for me, having a daughter, having a very busy, busy chef husband, this is the best thing that I've ever invested in. It's fresh meals to my door. Saves me time, saves me the hassle. Everyone's happy. If my chef husband is happy, your husband will be happy. So go to HelloFresh.com/humble16 and use code humble16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. You guys, I'm giving this to you. Just go do it. That's HelloFresh.com/humble16 and use code humble16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. You're welcome. Element is a tasty electrolyte drink mix with everything you need and nothing you don't. That means lots of salt with no sugar. It contains a science-backed electrolyte ratio of 1,000 milligram sodium to 200 milligram potassium, 60 milligram magnesium, and with none of the junk. There's no sugar, no coloring, no artificial ingredients, no gluten, no fillers, no BS. Element is formulated to help anyone with their electrolyte needs and is perfectly suited to folks following a keto and low carb or paleo diet. Electrolyte deficiency or imbalances can cause headaches, cramps, fatigue, and weakness. And when you sweat, the primary electrolyte lost is sodium. And you can lose up to 7 grams per day. So when sodium isn't replaced, it's common to experience muscle cramps and fatigue. And Element is used by everyone from NBA, NFL, NHL players, Olympic athletes, Navy SEALs, to everyday moms and just exercise enthusiasts. Element is so sure that you will love their products and come back for more that they're offering you a free Element sample pack. That's 8 single serving packets for free. Just cover the cost of shipping, which is $5 for US customers, and then you get yours at drinkelement.com/humble. This deal is not available on other regular websites, so you must go to drinkelement.com/humble. Element offers a no questions asked refund. Try it totally risk-free, and if you don't like it, share it with a salty friend and we'll give you your money back. No questions asked. You have nothing to lose. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
You know, relationships take work, especially the most important one that you can have in your life, which is the relationship with yourself. And I think a lot of us will drop anything to go and help someone that we care about. We'll, you know, go out of our way to go treat other people well. But how often, you know, do we give ourselves the same treatment? I know for me, I do try to invest in myself, right? With whether that be with, you know, self-care or working out, therapy. But this month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you that you matter just as much as everyone else does. And therapy is a great way to make sure that you can show up for yourself. I know for me, I know we talked about it a little bit in this episode, but it's so important to take care of your mental health and go talk to someone. I know for me, you know, I love my sister and friends and whatnot, but speaking to a professional is a game changer, and it can honestly really change how you view yourself, your life, and everything that's going on around you. And so BetterHelp is definitely the way to go. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. So just give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Humble and Hungry listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/humble. That's BetterHelp.com/humble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think you're right where you say, like, there's shame with telling the doctor.
Yes. And or shame or telling anybody.
Anyone. I feel like that's what we need to talk about. Like, yeah, it's okay to say, hey, have I thought about it? Yeah. And maybe some are more severe than others, yeah, right? Maybe some are like, hey, I've planned it out. And like, if one day I'm having a really bad day, I already know what I'm going to do. Or it's a, yeah, I thought about it, but I'm never going to do it. Or I've never thought about it. There's yeah, different stages.
Different. Yeah.
And on the spectrum of it, I feel like it's okay. Just go talk to someone. Like, thank God I have you guys. It's like,
I was just going to say, I think having, yes, having you guys to be able to talk through these feelings,
to be able to just text him like, I'm in a major funk and I can't get out, yeah, of it.
I just don't feel good today.
Right. But better that I tell you versus just like keeping that in, mm-hmm, and not telling anyone. And then it's like, you just never know. Like, obviously I'm, you know, not obviously because anyone can, but I wouldn't hurt myself, but you just don't know what other people are going through.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you could be completely fine texting, posting on Instagram, and all of a sudden it's like,
yeah,
did you hear about that little boy that killed himself?
Yeah, he was only 12. Like, it's just,
he got bullied at
heartbreaking
school, and he took his life.
Well, you've also seen it with celebrities and all that. You never know.
And or suicide is it
Robin Williams, right?
Yeah.
You never know what's going on.
Suicide is on the rise.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, extremely. And it's very scary, and it's a very serious conversation, and
you need to reach out. I, yes, think the whole point is, I think we've all had those thoughts, mm-hmm, to a varying degree. It's important to reach out to someone.
Yeah.
Anyone, even if it's an anonymous forum online, just to discuss how you feel.
Yeah.
Right? Just to feel like you have someone who will listen, who will say something in return, who will just acknowledge you. So you don't feel alone, because you're not alone.
Exactly.
We all feel like that at some, yep, point, especially with the way that our lives are going. Everything is literally nonstop.
Yeah. There was a post on like one of the mom Instagrams, and it was like, my kid did not want to go to school. Mm-hmm. It was like, this was my kid's first mental health day.
Mm-hmm. That's important too.
Yeah. And I think as parents, like, now realizing,
sure,
our kids are going to go through funks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I know, I mean, mine are so little, but like being cognizant, like, yeah, you know what?
knowing and seeing that, like, yeah, it's okay to take a day off.
It's okay that you didn't get that what is it? Like,
perfect attendance.
The perfect attendance. Yes. You read that?
Because the more you start to tell your kids, no, you have to go to school. No, you have to do this. The pressures. You have to do that. They feel like they need to suppress those feelings and those thoughts. Yep. And then they grow up feeling like that. And I think that's kind of where that shame builds up, where it was never okay for me to feel like this. And it's never okay for me to think like this. So being patient is a huge component of being a parent, but you also need to be patient with yourselves too. You need a break too. So if you need a day like that, you need to take it too, so that you can allow your children to have those days too.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On that note, I'm going to take one tomorrow. I can't.
Are we going to go break stuff tomorrow?
Let's go break
stuff. Let's go break it tomorrow.
Awesome. We all need a mental health day.
You get a mental health day.
Jackie's Oprah.
Anyhow, I love you guys so much. Thank you for being here. And
thank you for listening to my TED Talk.
Seriously, I know we were all over place. Yeah, we were all over the place. But, you know, but that's what having girlfriends is about. Sometimes you can't have these conversations with, you know, your husband.
That's where late night talks like sometimes always end up going.
Totally.
Like, you'll go from one thing to another.
Yes.
So
it's been awesome. So thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. Are you going to come back?
If you'll have me.
Yes. We need more stories.
Oh, we have a bank of them.
Yeah. We need to, do NDAs expire?
No. And I should know. I should know.
We could work around them.
All right, let's work around.
We all know how to work around them.
Well, we'll talk to our lawyers.
That'll be another episode.
Yeah. I've signed too many.
Okay. And we'll do it with the voices, and we'll just talk about stories.
What?
We'll figure it out.
All right, I love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Thank you guys again for supporting me and supporting the show. I love you guys so much. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy doing this, and I feel so privileged and so humbled to be able to be in your ear and hang out with you guys every week. You have no idea how much this just fills my soul. So thank you guys so much. And if you ever need to talk to somebody or have thoughts of suicide, please go to 1-800-273-8255. Google, text. By the way, call me, text me, email me, DM me, whatever it is. Let's talk. Talk to somebody. It is the most important thing, especially coming out of my 2-day funk, like I like to call it. It's so good for you to talk to somebody. So I love you guys very much. Thank you all. Stay safe, stay sane, and remember, stay humble and stay hungry.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.